On today's episode, we sit down with Nick Moeffler, the president of McKenzie Golf Bags. All right. Hey guys, welcome to the PGA Show 2020. I'm sitting here with Nick, president of McKenzie Golf Bags.
Nice to meet you, Tony.
Nice to meet you, man. Happy to be here. Big fan of the brand and what you guys are doing.
Thank you very much.
Why don't you just give me a brief intro about yourself?
Okay.
First.
My name is Nick Moeffler. I'm the president and owner of McKenzie Golf Bags. We've owned the business for 5 years. My dad and I partnered together and bought it 5 years ago right as I was graduating college and kind of embarked on an adventure of taking this storied little old brand and trying to point it in the right direction and put some wind in the sails. And the last couple of years we've been experiencing some success, so it's been a hell of a ride. Fun business.
Do you get to play a lot now, or
not as much as I would like to? Yeah. But we're in Portland, Oregon, so the winters are a little cold and rainy.
Feel like all the cool companies now are from Oregon.
I don't know what it is, man. I don't know what it is. There's a lot of cool golf brands between Jones and Seamus and us. I think it's just coincidence. Jones has been around forever in Portland, right. and Seamus is a cool story. So, and obviously we've been there forever. So it's a cool city, obviously, but it's just kind of coincidence, I think, that we're all there.
Us being from the Northeast, you know, we don't see a lot of golf companies up there.
Yeah.
I mean, we just see them get delivered to us.
Right.
I've only been aware of you guys since seeing you on social media.
Yeah.
And just kind of blowing up in the last 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, that was a concerted effort, obviously. It's, you know, Instagram is such a powerful tool and is kind of a good medium for us to, it's so visual,
right.
to kind of like share our product and kind of show people what we're doing. There's no substitute, obviously, for seeing a bag in person and touching and feeling it, but the kind of visual aspect and the ability for us to just share what we're up to and kind of show people what we're doing has been definitely a big part of kind of the growth we've experienced over the last, you know, 18 months or so.
So McKenzie as a brand, right? What are you guys really all about? Because there's a lot of golf bag companies.
Sure.
But you guys are paying, you know, a lot of tradition here.
Sure.
What is it all about, the brand?
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously it's about kind of, we feel like the way the game is kind of intended to be played. Take less stuff, walk more often, you know, you just kind of have a single strap, single pocket, you know, take the things you need, leave the things you don't.
Right.
And, you know, the golf bag is such like a central, important part of your, you know, kit, if you want to call it, or whatever.
Yep.
Change your shirt, you change your driver every 2 years. Like, we think that like this should represent what you're interested in, who you are, and should be something that can last decades and has been all the places you've been. And it's like, you don't want to get a new bag because this one has been on all your golf trips with you.
Character.
Like, you see the bag in the corner there.
Yeah, I'm looking at that.
Yeah,
How old is that bag?
That thing's like early 90s. So that thing's, you know, pushing 25, 30 years old. And
single strap.
Like. Yeah, single strap, single pocket. So it's kind of one of those things. It's like, if you take care of your golf bag, it's going to take good care of you. And
I love that.
So that's a testament right there.
I see a ton of different, I mean, same style,
right?
Different colors. I see dancing logos. I see the cricket logo over here.
Philly cricket. The member logo is awesome.
And different materials too.
So that's the thing, is like, we've kind of had the same silhouette for 35 years, and that's intentional.
Sure.
People are always like, what's new? And well, everything, but also nothing. Like, you know, each golf bag is so different and such a collaborative process with the guy buying it. It looks strikingly similar to what that 30-year-old golf bag looks like.
It really does.
We've made a lot of refinements and improvements over the years using, you kind of learn from guys sending bags back for repairs.
Right.
And we've been doing this for so long that it's like, all right, this little thing needs some tweaking, or let's put some vinyl under this, or you know, improve the rivets or the grommets, whatever we're doing to kind of make sure that the little issues we see don't come back again years down the road. So the thing is pretty well dialed in as a result of just being around for a long time.
Yeah. If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
I love it. How involved are you with, like, because I've seen the bags on Instagram.
Sure.
And a lot of them are from pros
or
people that are getting the bag and like, oh my God, look what we're up to.
Right.
Or I see the, when you guys have a great photo booth, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
When you hang that up and you get it.
Thank you.
There.
Yeah. That was, so we just moved into a new shop about 6 months ago. So that was, our old shop was excuse me, our old shop was a little bit smaller, and we didn't have like a dedicated photo taking area. So it was always a challenge to like try and capture stuff as it's going out the door and make sure we're showing people what we're doing, because that's such an important part. So we moved and just we like bought some reclaimed wood and just threw it up on the wall and have like a little fish string hanging from the ceiling. So it works really well. It's easy to throw them up there and just take a quick pick and show people what we're up to. Yeah.
So new office space. Have you guys been growing at all? Or
yeah. So we did a little hiring this past year, moved into a new space, and yeah, that was, it felt good because, you know, we've been working so hard for so long to finally have a little breathing room and a little growth and kind of see some of the hard work pay off.
Absolutely.
Yeah, felt really good. So yeah, we're in a good spot. I'm really proud.
So what are you guys focusing on now? I mean, is it just the same as always, or?
Sure. Well, we bought a knit head cover business. Yeah, the it's called 4U. Just like the most terrible, awesome pun ever. It's F-O-R-E-E-W-E, like four, watch out, and you, like a sheep. So they're all made in our same shop. And they're, so kind of same program, totally custom, bespoke, made to order.
Amazing.
And yeah, so that was kind of the addition, and has contributed to the success that we've been having, and, you know, a contributing factor to the move as well. So that's new. But as for the McKenzie side of things, we started this past year doing like a shop special program.
Okay.
So everything's always been custom, made to order. We don't have product SKUs like ready to ship. Everything's kind of made to specifications that are presented by the customer. But we kind of, I think in an effort to like scratch our own creative itch and kind of not have people telling us what to do, get to like kind of really do whatever we want, we started doing these shop specials. So they're numbered, and we design our own thing. We'll number it. We're on number 13 and 14 we're working on right now, but we basically like number them and then just tell people about them on Instagram and put them up for sale and like immediate shipment. And that's been super popular. I think it's like I said, our ability to kind of do our own thing and make something cool and then like have something that the McKenzie Blue Blood, you know, fans can just like get. And
super
it's
super loyal.
Yeah. We have an loyalty. Amazing, amazing, like loyal customer base that, you know, they're so good about, it's kind of a big part of our kind of like marketing and is just word of mouth. Like, you know, you see one of these bags on the driving range or you're playing with a guy with one, you ask him about it and he's happy to tell you. And that's huge for us, having the kind of culture and almost family of people who kind of get it and carry our golf bag, and that contributes to a lot more sales for sure.
That's sometimes the best recommendation is, you know, a trusted friend or somebody at the club.
Totally.
That you can see. I mean, so how often do you get to work with the professionals? Like, is it like everyone gathers around a table, or what's that process of, say, building a custom bag for Zach Blair?
Sure. So ZB's been awesome. Just huge shout out to him. It's not lost on me how much him and the Buck Club and just him as a guy have meant to our growth and success. He's a great guy. So, I mean, he's so funny. He's so busy. He's playing on tour. He's trying to build
a
golf course.
Brand.
He's doing all the merch, and he'll just text me out of the blue all the time with crazy ideas like, yo, dude, would this be a cool golf bag?
I remember the Louis V bag, and I was like, come on.
That was crazy. So he bought a Louis Vuitton duffel bag and sent it to me. He's like, dude, rip it up, make it into a golf bag. I got to admit, it was a little bit like unnerving to like take apart a Louis Vuitton duffel bag, but we managed to get it done. And yeah, he just is always, it's not like super formal. He's just like, yo, dude, what about this? Let's do this. And can we make this into a bag? Like, yeah, well, we'll try. Let's make it work. And he's full of ideas, and we just kind of get to collaborate with him and kind of tell him like, yeah, that'll work this way, or let's try it this way. And it ends up being kind of cool project.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
I like seeing his stuff a lot. I saw him carry the new red and white bag.
Yeah, he was carrying it at the American Express tournament out in the desert.
I would imagine people were asking like.
Yeah, he told me, he's like, people were complimenting it, and his caddy was like, this is the best thing ever. To leave the staff bag at home, I'm carrying the little walking bag. So yeah, I think it was a hit, and he was crushing it. He was leading after the first day, rattled off an 8-under round, and. So it was cool to see him have some success. He's great.
So how big is the team?
Small.
How small is the team?
So, yeah, exactly. we have, like 9 full-time employees, and then, so. So most of our team, honestly, is just like our super talented, staff of craftsmen and women that are just making this stuff. And then beyond that, it's really, myself and, we just hired, Ian Kreitzer, who's been absolutely amazing, but between him and I, we're kind of the sales, marketing, creative, customer service, like everything. I mean, we're in the shop together every day, just kind of slinging golf bags and taking care of people. And then we have a gal, Tracy Hubbard, who runs kind of the logistics of the knit head cover business for us.
That's awesome.
You know, we are a small mobile team, and again, the majority of the team is making this stuff, and they're the real talent behind the whole thing for sure.
So one of the questions I've been asking people this whole week is about golf course design.
Sure.
So, you know, obviously being a walker,
yeah.
How many holes would a McKenzie golf course have?
Ooh. I'm a big fan of the like random number of holes.
Let's do it.
Preserve 13.
Oh, you're the second person to say 13.
It's so cool.
True said 13.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm into that. Just
people need more than 9, but once after they hit like 14, yeah, you start
I think,
to...
like, who says it has to be 9 or 18?
Exactly.
Wow, the Preserve is like one of my favorite golf courses. I'll put it up with anything. It's like that place is amazing. So, yeah, let's go with 13. It's a good number.
There you go. Well, Nick, I appreciate your time, man.
I know
you guys are probably really busy this week, and you know, behind the scenes, you guys probably have a lot going on too.
Yeah, we do. You know, it's a lot of work to get here, and like I said, we're a small team, so we're the ones setting up the booth and taking it down and getting
good
everything
for you,
here and traveling from across the country. So, yeah, we're happy to be happy to be here though. It's just fun to see everybody. A lot of people we don't see until, you know, January of every year, so it's a good time, and yeah, we're happy to be here and pleasure to chat with you.
If you want the best handcrafted bag, custom, probably have to talk to your club first, right? Or you can just call you guys?
Yeah, so if you want a club logo on it, got to get the green light from them, obviously. Not ours to use at our discretion, their marks. But you can reach out to us first, and we'll help you chat with the club, make sure we're doing it the way they want to. But cool. Yeah, we're happy to help you out.
All right, man. Hey, guys, thanks for checking this out. We'll see you next time.